In this next situation, the concern is not the status of the Kohen as far as whether he is a Balmum or whether or not he is even in the Shul, or he's have certain averos which would not allow him to be called up. The question is that this Kohen is in the middle of Davna, and whether or not he should be called up, and it's going to make a difference, as we'll see in the Piskei Tshuvos, whether or not we already call him, or whether we did not yet call him, and we'd like to, whether we should. So the Mechaber begins and says that Im HaSefer Torah Kasuach, if you already have the Torah open, and we're about to call someone, but Kohen Kore Shema, and the Kohen, the one Kohen in the Shul, is in the middle of reciting the Shema, Eino Rashai L'Hafsik. He's not allowed to interrupt his Shema. And therefore, since we did not call him up yet, V'korim Yisrael b'mkom, we're going to call up Yisrael in his place. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us, truth is, it doesn't make a difference if the Sefer Torah is literally open, or if just as long as it's placed in front of us, it doesn't make a difference. Gam kein ein mamtinin milhotzi as sefer Torah ad sheigmar hakohen tefilah. So we're not going to stare at this guy finishing his Shmon Esrei or his Shema, waiting till finally he's done so that we can call him up. And the reason, as one can imagine, mishum tircha tzibura, because you're causing people to wait, which is tircha tzibura. Just doing absolutely nothing is what constitutes the halachos of tircha d'tzibura, that there's dead air. And that's not something which we're going to require, even though he's the only Kohen. Instead, we will call Yisrael instead. Well, what's the other problem? The problem is that there is this Kohen sitting right over there, and everyone knows he's a Kohen. Maybe he was never called up before. Isn't there going to be an issue now that we're going to call up Yisrael in that in the same room where there's a Kohen of some type of pagam, that we're going to think that maybe he's not a Kohen? Says the Mishnah Berurah, no. Mishum pagamma de Kohen leik lemechash. That's not something which we're concerned of. Why not? After all, he's a Kohen, he's not getting called up. After all, shahari ha'kol ro'in, everyone else who's already said the Shmon Esrei, they're about to listen to the first Aliyah, they all see shu also b'kriya shema tefila, that the only reason why he hasn't been called up, and Yisrael was called up in his stead, was because this Kohen over there is in the middle of davening. And therefore, no one is going to think that there's something wrong with him as far as him being a Kohen. Just, he's in the middle of davening, and that's why he shouldn't be called up. V'skimu ha'achronim, d'lav davka shema. It's true that you cannot, should not call this Kohen up when he's in the middle of Shema, but it's not only the Shema. Duha din, kishosek bebrachos, shel kriya Shema. Even if he's involved in saying the brachos as well, that would also be enough that we should not call up the Kohen, rather we should call up the Yisrael in his stead. We mentioned that it will actually depend on whether or not this Kohen, or anyone for that matter, has been called up already, or we're going to try to figure out, should we call him up? So I can imagine, in the event that we already call this person's name, that he was supposed to get the Aliyah, we're going to be more makel, we'll be more lenient, and allow this person to get called up, to get this Aliyah, since his name has already been called. So that's what we're going to see today, and then tomorrow we're going to talk about the halachos that he has not yet been called up, which we alluded to already in the Mishnah Berurah. So the Piskei Tshuvos says as follows. He says, Im kfar karu shemo, shial latori, whose his name was already called up, that he should get this Aliyah. Chayv la'alos, he has the obligation to get this Aliyah. Bein Kohen, Bein Levi, Bein Yisrael, doesn't make a difference who you are. You can't say, you know what, I'm not interested in the Aliyah. Once your name is called, you're supposed to get the Aliyah. V'lumet boy b'emsa p'suk the zimra. It doesn't even need to be explained that if you're in the middle of p'suk the zimra, you're significantly behind in the davening, that you should certainly go up and get that Aliyah, even though you're in the middle of p'suk the zimra. Elagam ba'oches be'emsa kriyashma ubir choseha. Even if you're in the middle of the Shema, in its brachos, you should still get up. Because the Mishnah Berurah, as we're going to discuss more in depth tomorrow, is talking about where you did not yet call him. In that case, call the Israel instead. But if the Kohen, or Levi Israel for that matter, has already been called their name, then even if you're in the middle of the kriyashma, or birchos kriyashma, you should go up and get that Aliyah. However, he says, v'im oches Be'emsa ha'perek. Let's say you're in the middle of the paragraph number 2, for example, the Shema. He says as follows: Im b'afshirosu l'sayim ad bein ha'prakim, bol akavus ha'sibar yosem adai yasekein. Let's say you're only like a sentence or two to finish paragraph number 2. Then you should stop at that point between paragraph 2 and 3, or let's say paragraph 1 and 2. That's a better way of stopping, because at least you finished an entire paragraph. Imlav, but let's say you're literally smack dab in the middle of the second paragraph, which would take you another 10, 20 seconds. That case, yalub emsa perek. Just get the aliyah, even though you are in the middle of that paragraph. Avo bein gol Yisrael, with Shemona Esrei, and be'ensar chlomer be'emsa Shemona Esrei, lo yala. If you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei, or you just said the brachas, brachat Hashem goal Yisrael, you're about to start the Amidah, because we want to be some of Gula Tefila, even though your name was called, you're not allowed to get that aliyah. Obviously, they'll have to call up someone else, but you're not allowed to interrupt your Shemona Esrei for that. And he says not only the actual Shemona Esrei, but also the sentence of Shema Yisrael, as well as the sentence of Baruch Shem Kavod, you are not allowed to interrupt them. In other words, you have to at least say those two sentences, and then thereafterwards you can get the aliyah that you were called up for. He continues and says as follows: Uva'ola be'emsa p'suk de zimra, if the person, as we said already, if your name was called and you're in the middle of p'suk de zimra, you certainly can get that aliyah. So yomer es kriya b'lachash yachad im habal kore. As we see, the person who gets the aliyah not only says the brachos, but if possible, should also say the words at a much quieter tone together with the Balkore. That includes, even though you're in the middle of Psuk de Zimra, you can still do so, Kirugel, as one normally would. If you were called up already, and you're in the middle of the Shema, Bein be'emsa perek, Bein be'ben aprachim, doesn't matter where in the Shema you are, you are allowed to get that aliyah, as we said, because they already called you. But lo yomer yachadim habal kore eli yishtak biyazin. You should not say the words, but rather you should just listen quietly to the bal kore and not recite anything yourself. And it's brought down on the bottom. He says v'hine ap b'shar kede ligmar kula leislan ba v'insarach laksa rak b'makam shapasak. Let's say in the middle of Shema, and you get this huge aliyah. So you can say, well, it's been 10 minutes. Should I say the entire Shema again? Or can I just continue where I left off? The halacha is you continue where you left off, but there will be one significant difference, is that after you finished your aliyah, you would not just sit and wait and listen to the next person who gets the aliyah. Rather, you would immediately go into the Shema as soon as your aliyah has been completed. And he concludes, the Piskei Tshuvos does in this regard. He says, V'im karu l'maftir. What happens if, let's say it's Shabbos, and there's a maftir, and you're called up for it, and you happen to be in the middle of the Shema. Yalavi avarech gam es brachot as berchos avtara lefanel achareha. You can say, because you're already called up, not only the aliyah, but also the brachos that pertain to the haftarah, the ones before it, as well as after. And he says that if you are in a community where the haftarah is chanted by someone else, the one who did not get the aliyah, then it's better to do so that it does not completely interrupt the Shema. However, he concludes, as will we, in the communities in which the person who gets the aliyah, who kari letzibras haftorah, he also not only says the brachos, but also the haftorah, lo yishanim mihaminhag, he does not have to divert and change the custom of the community. Afshu omid b'kriyashim b'chosei, even though he's in the middle of the Shema, v'yishtadli yos b'an aprakim, but he should try his best, if he's in the middle of the Shema, to at least be in between paragraphs 1 and 2, or paragraphs 2 and 3. R'b'chanan b'chan shorzach adosh baruch, z'am tzvi chachamim ha'am 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 tzvi chach